Hi, I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two, Two Takes at a Movie currently playing in theaters or streaming. Last Night in Soho is a visually arresting film with an almost schizophrenic tone. It starts out as an ethereal fantasy and morphs into a full-blooded horror film. Thomasin McKenzie stars as Ellie, a young fashion student who has dreams of an alter ego named Sandy, played by Anya Taylor-Joy, who exists in London's Mod 60s scene.
This student has what seem to be psychic phenomena surrounding the 60s that haunt her. She begins having dreams and then visions of this very fashionable London singer. The visions and the dreams turn into nightmares. Is this student getting messages from the singer? Or is she crazy?
You've got to give filmmaker Edgar Wright a lot of credit for his style and vision, even though the final act becomes repetitive and conventional.
You may be able to guess the ending, but the film is still worth seeing. It's a clever story and great acting. Plus, it's scary, even unnerving.
I agree, Susan, and these two young actresses are among the best working today, and they're each terrific.
Anya Taylor-Joy is seen in all the stylish glamour she portrayed in The Queen's Gambit. In fact, Last Night in Soho has a fab soundtrack.
Actors Rita Tushingham, Terrence Stamp, and the late Diana Rigg were part of London's Mod 60 scene, and they're cleverly cast here in supporting roles.
I wouldn't encourage anyone who's feeling a bit unstable or out of sorts to go see it. Everyone else, enjoy.
It's unique. Last Night in Soho is an involving experiment in genre mixing. I'm Russ Simmons.
And I'm Susan Sanders.
And this is Take Two.